USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A gunman shot and killed 19 children and two adults in an elementary school Tuesday in Uvalde, Texas. This takes place just a week after another shooter killed 10 people in a supermarket in Buffalo, New York. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell.
Our country is sickened and outraged by the senseless evil that struck Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas.
This as Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, says America's gun epidemic is unmatched.
There is a plague upon this nation, a plague of gun violence that has taken over this country.
Democrats are calling for more gun control legislation. Republicans say criminals will always find a way to obtain a gun and are suggesting armed guards to protect schools. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Russian forces are targeting the Donbas region of Ukraine, and Ukrainian officials say they have attacked residential areas. Addressing the World Economic Forum in Davos, Ukrainian Minister of Foreign Affairs Dmytro Kuleba says the U.S. needs to send multiple launch rocket systems.
If we do not get MLRS ASAP, the situation in Donbas will get even worse than it is now.
Kate Moss's testimony in the Johnny Depp defamation trial is contradicting prior statements made by Amber Heard. The model appeared by video to testify, addressing a moment in the mid-90s when she and Depp were dating. Heard previously testified that Depp pushed Moss down a staircase. However, Moss clarified that she slipped on the stairs and Depp helped her receive medical attention. She added Depp never got physical with her during their time together. This is USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
An automaker is continuing to settle claims across the nation.
Ford Motor Company has settled claims by 40 U.S. state attorneys general. The company agreed Tuesday to pay $19.2 million to the states and refrain from making misleading advertising claims. The company made the claims about the fuel economy and payload capacity of some of its vehicles. The attorneys general say Ford misled consumers about how far its 2013 and 14 C-Max hybrid cars could travel on one tank of gas. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Today marks a milestone anniversary in a galaxy far, far away. Star Wars landed in theaters on this day in 1977. Thousands of fans will descend on Anaheim, California this weekend as the Star Wars Celebration Convention kicks off Thursday. The four-day event coincides with the first two episodes of Lucasfilm's new Obi-Wan Kenobi limited series premiering on Disney Plus Friday. The popular sci-fi franchise created by George Lucas has spawned 11 films and several TV shows along with novels, comics, and video games. Game 5 of the NBA Eastern Conference Finals is Wednesday night. The Miami Heat and Boston Celtics are tied 2 games apiece in the best-of-7 series. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.